friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. All right, so, you know, we talked to Mary Kay Cabot a little bit earlier in the show. If you missed any of that, you can go to the Odyssey app, listen to the Baskin and Phelps podcast, and you can check out everything she had to say at 11 o'clock at noon. We had Anthony Castrovince on from MLB.com. He talked all about the Guardians. But going back to Mary Kay Cabot, Mary Kay said, what, Jeff, that she would be looking for a new kicker today. And today is the
day
that
teams do this. She would have a different kicker Sunday against Baltimore.
Because she was concerned about the pressure, where, you know, being in Baltimore and, you know, with Jake Moody being ready and available, I guess, for them because he got released from San Francisco, I'd just make the switch. I'd go get Moody.
Well, why?
Why would I get him? Because I trust him. I don't know how.
Why do you trust him?
I trust him on extra points, Jeff. He never missed one in college. He's missed two in the pros in 2 years in one game in 15 plus 7, 31 games.
Usually, extra points usually won't win or lose you a football game.
That's fine.
Field goals will win you football games.
Okay.
He's been.
But guess what? Extra points kill this team too. Well, ours.
He's been on field goals. I would bring Jake in and I would, or another kicker, and put him on the practice squad. And I think I would stick with Andre Schmidt for one more. He did enough in the preseason, Andy, to make you think you should cut Dustin Hopkins with the money. Now, did his misses cost you a game? Yeah. Did Cedric Tillman's tipped ball cost you a game? Yeah, quite possibly. Did the same thing with third and five and the fourth and five? Yeah. There were six plays that might have cost you the game. Two of them were kicks. That said, you're not going to cut Jerry Jeudy. You're not going to cut Cedric Tillman. It's easy to cut a kicker because you only need 32 of them in the entire country.
And teams do it all the time.
All the time. It goes back to this with me, with Andre Schmidt. Did he beat out Dustin Hopkins? Or did Dustin Hopkins, they just decided to move on? And do they see things in Andre Schmidt that they think are, like, we think this guy can be a big-time kicker? If they see that, then I give him another game. If they just thought, well, okay, he's not Dustin Hopkins, well, then go ahead, bring in somebody else. Because remember, Dustin
Hopkins
was great 2 years ago.
Worst-case scenario, Jake Moody should be here today trying out.
He should
be trying out. Worst case scenario.
I don't think he can fly all the way across the country.
What are you talking about? He's not allowed to fly? Does he not have
I'll
a
bet he
star?
Couldn't get here in time for the workout.
Jeff.
Unless he got cut yesterday. He's from the Midwest.
They could have him here by tonight. Wouldn't be that hard.
You going to turn on the lights out at the practice field?
Yes.
You going to take him down to the stadium?
I'm taking him to the stadium. I'm going to make him go kick down at the stadium. I'm not losing games because of kickers anymore.
Well, you might. That's what the Niners thought, so they cut Jake Moody.
Yeah, I understand that, and I can feel the way you're playing this.
Well, story. No, I mean, I just, Andy, if he was really good, he'd be a San Francisco 49er.
Jeff, he is really good at extra points, and I'm tired of looking at sixes on the board rather than seven.
Okay,
all right. So if he missed 10 field goals last year, I get it. I understand
field
it.
Goals win games.
I know, but extra points make it so you don't lose, so you have the opportunity to win the game at least to even be in that spot. You'd rather You'd rather have Schmidt than Moody. That's what you're saying.
No, I would give Schmidt one more game if they actually saw things they liked in him, and that's why they kept him over Dustin Hopkins. If they kept him because he just wasn't Dustin Hopkins and he was somebody else, well, then, okay, they're not attached to him. Bring in somebody else. But and I would sign Jake Moody. I think he's got a great background. But he's not performed in the NFL because if he had performed in the NFL, he'd still be a San Francisco 49er. Don't think you're immediately upgrading the position because you're going to sign him.
Well, Jeff, he was 29th last year in the NFL in field goals. So that's got to make you feel.
29th?
29th.
Fits right in with our offense. Yeah.
He was number one in extra points, tied for first.
Extra point, one. Field goals,
three. Yeah, I get it, Jeff. I know what the point value is on these things. I'm just saying.
Just wanted to double check.
I mean, Jeff, even if he hits the extra point, you've got a chance to try to get back in the end zone or go for two the next time in that last game. I do you guys agree with what Mary Kay Cabot had said about you would have a different kicker this week? That's the question. And, Jeff, would you or would you not have a different kicker this week?
I'd give Andre Schmidt another week if they liked him. Again, you understand my point.
Yes, I do.
If he just won the job by default because he's not Dustin Hopkins, then so what? I hate to say this about a young guy's career and his dream. Then go get another kicker. But if you kept him because you saw some things that you really like, well, those didn't change because he missed two kicks. Give him another week.
How many times?
Go sign Greg Zuerlein. I'd sign Greg Zuerlein before I signed Jake Moody.
Just give me somebody. Oh boy, somebody who can make an extra point and a field goal. Nate is in Cleveland. Hi, Nate.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Nate.
Good. Frustrated.
Yeah, we all are. We all should be. What I would say is, I would actually get rid of the kicker because we already get a lot of backlash for the decisions we make. So if we make a decision to keep him and then he do it again and lose us another game next week, you know how much backlash the Browns going to get for that. Yep. So I believe any kicker would do better than him because he couldn't even handle the pressure of a home game that was close. So there's no way he's going to handle an away game that's close. So I maybe not cut him. I might try to put him on the practice squad, but like Mary Kay said, next week I will have another kicker.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
All righty. Thank you. Nick is in a car. Hi, Nick. How are you?
As frustrated as you guys are. And this organization has proven that checkered characters or checkered past doesn't really matter. And regardless if the Browns won on Sunday or didn't, I don't think there's a lot of people that thought they were going to the playoffs anyways.
Okay.
And if this is a rebuilding year and you're building towards the future, why wouldn't you call Justin Tucker?
Because he's suspended till November 11th.
Who cares?
Well, I'm just saying, can't kick this week.
Okay. Well, again, if they would have won, so let's say 5%. Let's just be generous.
Okay.
15% of fans and quote-unquote experts thought the Browns might go to the playoffs this year. If they would have won week one, would that have gone up to what, 22%?
Oh, no, this is Cleveland. It would have gone up to 90. Come on, man. Yeah, with the program.
Well, sure. I mean, so again, the point is, you're not going anywhere. So keep Andre Schmidt, pay him the league minimum. If he continues to miss kicks, who cares? You're losing games anyways. The season was shot before it started. It's pretty much what everybody was saying. No,
does it have to be that way? Like, you can't tell me the way the defense played on Sunday that they believed that they were going to lose every game this season. Are they going to do that every week? Like, Nick, thank you. I understand what you're saying. I just, like, you can't tell me the guys walking out on the field are like, well, let's lose so we can get a new quarterback next year with the first two picks in the draft. I can't believe that there's a guy that puts on a uniform on any team in the NFL that says, let's go out there and lose so we can help out the team with a better draft pick next year. I understand the big picture. I get that. I understand his point. I don't disagree with that we fans all think that this season is kind of a limbo year, a rebuilding year, right? If you can think of a better word, let me know. I'll start using that word. But
could this team sign Justin Tucker?
Would they? I wouldn't surprise me if they did. Jeff, doesn't seem to bother them on those situations.
Would they sign Justin Tucker coming off huge off-the-field issues and the worst season of his career?
I don't know.
Okay.
Do you think they would?
I would think they would find a kicker beforehand.
Yeah, again, he can't play until November 11th.
Yep.
That's his reinstatement date.
So. If they're still looking for a kicker and he wants back in the league and his suspension is up, and he's about the best one that's ever played the game.
Well, I would think it would have been interesting if the situation was different, but wouldn't it have been nice and sweet to have him on your team this week? Forget, I'm just saying, if you could just kind of put aside the reason why he's not
can't
playing.
Can't do it.
Can't do it, but
not it, would
be,
do it
would be sweet to have Justin Tucker kick the game-winning field goal against the Ravens this week as they celebrate their 30 years.
Not going to do it.
Nice job. Michael Lorraine. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What do you think?
How's it going?
Good, good.
Well, I'm going to give him another week.
Okay.
And one thing I'm thinking about is nobody's talking about them two wide receivers that Flacco threw the interceptions, which were not his fault.
Mm-hmm.
We make them catches, we win the game, and we're probably not even talking about the field goal kicker.
True. True.
You are correct, Michael.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Thanks,
you
Michael. It. Michael Lorraine. Let's see.
You make the catches on the 3rd and 5 and the 4th and 5 with Fannin and with Judy, you probably win the game. Honestly, one of those 6 plays that went south probably wins you the game.
Jeff, you get a flag when you got the quarterback in the end zone on holding, or you are able to get, you know, on that third sack in a row, he's just a yard back, you win the game. Maybe. I mean, there's still been time left, but Chuck's in Collinwood. Chuck!
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
What's up? How are you?
Yo, Andy, I smell what you're cooking about the Tucker on the 30th anniversary. That would be pretty good.
That would be sweet, but it can't happen. So
obviously, we should stay away from anybody else, you know, with those type of backgrounds, man.
Yeah.
We kind of changed the culture.
Sure feels that way, doesn't it, Chuck?
But the fantasy doesn't believe in culture. But this is what I want to say. So the kicker is part of the offense.
Right.
Right?
Special teams.
So, yeah. And the kicker, well, you know, technically he's scoring more points. He's the highest scoring player on the team, if I'm correct.
Yep, for the most part.
Almost always.
Yeah.
So that's a very important guy. If we go back, you know, and I haven't dug this, but my common sense, my football sense tells me most playoff teams have good kickers. The kickers bail a lot of good quarterbacks out and the team out and cover up for some of the mistakes we make. So if we're making mistakes on top of having a kicker that's undependable, that's a recipe for disaster.
Gotcha. Good point. Good point, Chuck and Collinwood. 216-474-0092. We're sitting here. You know, Mary Kay said it earlier in the show. Should they have a different kicker in Baltimore this Sunday? Baskin and Phelps.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.